there are so many brands, especially in B2B, that are sitting on like such a treasure trove of content, especially when it comes either to events or even talks like this. There are so many great moments that can extend the ROI of that content.
I'm Jonathan Gandolf, and welcome to the Content Cocktail Hour, powered by Audience Plus. Our mission is to shake out the deepest secrets of B2B marketing professionals and stir up fresh conversation, all to help you connect your brand with the right audience at the right time. Let's raise a glass. Welcome back to the Content Cocktail Hour. This is Jonathan Gandolf, co-founder and CEO of Audience Plus, and the host of today's episode, where I'm thrilled to be joined by Alex Bleeker, who helps Goldcast with their content production. So I'm really excited to dig into somebody else who's marketing to marketers. I always think that's a fun and unique opportunity and challenge. He's also involved with the AI Marketing Alliance. So there's a really cool Venn diagram here of marketing, AI, content. We're going to hit all of those topics, jam it into a 20, 25 minute conversation here. So in order to do that, I need to stop rambling and let Alex tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you're up to.
Awesome. Thanks, Jonathan. So officially, I am a consultant. I consult on mostly content marketing, organic marketing for large B2B SaaS companies. But at Goldcast specifically, I focus on their content engine and really try to nurture leads through that content that we do, anything from text to video. And then also, as you mentioned, I run the AI Marketing Alliance, which is a network of CMOs and VPs, and we have a series of like six or seven partners, anyone from HeyGen, 11 Labs, UserGems, Goldcast, and we have monthly workshops and summits, and the point of those are really to educate CMOs and VPs on how to implement AI from the top down. So it's been really fun. We're about a year and a half in now. And have had some really fantastic speakers, loving doing it.
Love that. That's awesome. Lots of meat on the bone there between all things AI content and marketing.
I just sent you a whole lot there.
Yes. But, before we jump into that, Alex, this is the Content Cocktail Hour. So we do always have to ask our guests, what are you enjoying drinking nowadays?
Oh my gosh. So I mentioned this to Jonathan earlier, but I'm London based and it is always a pretty sad summer here. We typically have like, it's like 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, which I don't know, is like low 70s, if that, in Fahrenheit. But this summer it's been fantastic. And we are in the 80s almost every day with pure sun. So it has been a lot of Aperol spritz actually at the pub. So zero complaints. Yeah.
Zero notes, zero complaints.
Exactly. Yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, see, you've got a unique perspective here, and I'm excited to learn from it. But I'm super curious with the work you're doing, both kind of consulting and content and kind of the AI Marketing Alliance. Like, you know, we read all day, we lament all day about how much everything is changing right now in marketing and the content space. But like, you're on the ground floor of that with what you're doing. Like, what are the actual like tangible trends that you are seeing take place right now in the marketing world?
One big bet that we are doing at Goldcast is really focusing on video and being video first. We're seeing a huge trend right now on blogs being cannibalized by LLMs and, you know, a lot of that top of funnel content people just are not clicking on anymore. I know I saw a few stats where TikToks and articles and whatever, just everyone is talking about how you should be expecting essentially 25% less clicks to your blog or to your content in by next year. And like for a lot of blogs and content in general, that's already happening. So we're really trying to think about a fundamental shift on how we present this content. And our big bet is essentially that video just as a whole is way more engaging. That's the first. The second is that YouTube is still the second largest search engine. And so you really need, and I don't think that there's a lot of B2B brands that are doing video content well. So we really are focusing hard to be that authority figure and that authoritative voice on doing a really good YouTube page, whether it's through playlists or, you know, finding very specific shorts that we can use from some of the events we do, but really trying to beef up that video content. And a lot of it stems from the webinars that we're doing, both from the AI Marketing Alliance and from Goldcast as well.
I can speak to our own experience a little bit with this. This very conversation is going to be posted on our YouTube, and we always pull a few shorts from it. And, you know, I knew kind of the YouTube statistic. I know it's important for search, and we were just trying to be consistent with it. I was looking at views and downloads, impressions, subscriber growth, and it was, you know, trickling in. And I was like, all right, it's up and to the right. Maybe not, you know, the hockey stick shape that we'd like to see, but then something happened probably about 6 months into that process, whereas it was like almost overnight. I remember because we always, from each recording, we post the full recording and three shorts. And I remember I uploaded the first short to an episode. And then as I was working on the second and third short, as I kept coming back to the upload screen, I had the views there and it was like 100, 150, 300, nice. 450. It was like over 1,000 by the time you know, some of that was probably the theme that we hit on, but some of that too, I think, was just like finally we kind of broke through that consistency barrier and had reached some critical mass. And now we see, you know, it's 500 on an average short for us. And like the floor just keeps raising. And I'm sure somebody's listening to this, like screaming at me, like, it's because you did this or because you did that. But, you know, I think the encouragement there to all marketers is just like, stay consistent with it. Even like anything, like any search, you're not going to see the overnight results, but if you stay consistent with it, you will start to see those trends.
Well, and it's an interesting point because there are so many brands, especially in B2B, that are sitting on like such a treasure trove of content, especially when it comes either to events or even talks like this. There are so many great moments that can extend the ROI of that content. You know, especially like so much goes into producing something like this, whether it's a podcast, whether it's an event, there's a lot of hours behind it. And so it feels almost criminal that like once the curtains close or, you know, the podcast ends, that that's where the content dies. And so we're really working hard on creating like a best-in-class repurposing strategy so that at least, you know, we have 10 to 15 videos after every event or a couple of audiograms or text boxes that we can use for carousel on LinkedIn, whatever it may be. Because it makes a difference. And then it also makes our social media person or their team in general life a lot easier, you know, to focus on other things that actually matter.
Absolutely. So that kind of leads into the follow-up, potentially like ignorant question I was going to ask, but when you say video, like for brands that maybe aren't using video right now, like video means a lot of different things. You've highlighted on a few of them. It's atomizing an event. It's a podcast recording, or you can create something explicitly for video, or it sounds like Goldcast is doing a blogging and video hybrid. Like for a brand that knows they need video, but aren't sure what type of video, what format, like how to get started with video, what do you recommend? Where do you recommend they kind of start that process?
Well, I think what's been really incredible with the explosion of AI has been the democratization of video and just like the ability, like if you just think like 3 years ago, you would need a video team.
Right.
If you actually wanted to be somewhat competent in video or just at least benchmark against your competitors. Now you can get software for a pretty reasonable price, you know, definitely less expensive than a video person. And the learning curve is pretty low. And so, you know, finding the right piece of software to just be able to even just upload some of your content. I know Goldcast has Recording Studio, which is super easy to do. And like, that's how I tend to record a lot of our stuff before. But, you know, there's so many players in the field and it's a really easy way to get started. Like the bar is so low now. I think there's a general myth, like, in the past, everyone has always said video is very difficult to do. You need to be a professional in order to do it. And now that's just not the case. And I don't know if enough people know that it is actually that easy to accomplish.
I'll throw myself underneath the bus here. I used to be the marketing leader who would hide behind the like, oh, we can't do it high quality. It's expensive to do.
Right.
It's time intensive to do. And then I think a few things happened. One, I think like COVID work from home, like kind of
huge.
Like, opened up this, like, it can be lo-fi, that's fine. We all know how to record ourselves now. I think creator content and like that kind of, you know, walk and talk or just like selfie type video format. And then the rise of AI. I feel like those three things have really made it like you've got no excuse to not do video anymore. Trust me, as somebody who found all the excuses to not do it for a long time, there's no excuse anymore. Like you're saying, I think like just get started, just start hitting record on things. And there are tools out there that will help you make it production ready or promotion ready.
It's interesting that I think you really hit a good point on the people's comfortability with now filming at home and just like being filmed at your desk, like especially in B2B. I mean, there was a long time where there was this bar where everything had to be super polished and great. And I mean, to give you an example, so at Goldcast, we're doing, you mentioned it earlier, about a hybrid for our blog. So when you go to the blog, you have the option to read the content, or we also have a video that we made about the blog, essentially summarizing the blog. So you can kind of choose your own journey between watching or reading if you want, and uploaded that to YouTube. I recorded most of those just at my desk on my computer. You know, it takes, you know, maybe 30 minutes to do a 2-minute video, just to do it a couple of takes, make sure it looks good. But it's all done with my camera and like a little ring light just to make sure, you know, lighting's not weird. But so it's very doable, is what I will say.
Just hit record. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be malpractice here if I didn't ask you this, given your kind of what you've outlined, you're up to at Goldcast and your AI marketing alliance. There's, you know, SEO is dead, SEO is dying, SEO is changing. We don't even know what to call like generative AI. You and I were just chatting a little bit about, is it GEO? Is it LLMO? Is it Elmo?
LEO.
Like, LEO, yeah. We don't even know what to call it yet. So I'll look back at this episode, I'm sure 2 years from now, and be like, wow, you sound like a big idiot. But from your perspective, how should marketers be thinking about SEO, LEO, GEO, whatever we want to call it, and kind of the shift that's taking place right now?
I mean, it's insane how fast it's evolving, and we are watching it really, really closely, and we are trying to react as fast as possible. We have seen a shift in our blog traffic. As I mentioned before, like there's a huge shift in what people should be expecting in terms of content, clicks to the blog. And so now we are shifting our focus really to this LLM search discoverability. We're already starting to see demos come through from there and a lot more traffic coming directly from it. And I was having a conversation with some of our SEO people, and something that they had said was that traffic might be down, but the people that are actually coming to your website are going to be very high intent because they have looked through on, let's say, ChatGPT for the best solution. They click through to that. There is a much higher chance that they are actually going to be clicking that request demo button or playing through if you know, they can do a trial or whatever. And so we're really trying to focus in on that. And even I saw today that, or this week, that now on ChatGPT, you can upload your product or service directly through a form on ChatGPT, which I don't think a lot of companies know about yet. And so, you know, if you want that added discoverability, that's definitely something that you should be thinking of. But it's insane. They're dropping stuff so quickly and all quite silently, and they're like monumental shifts. So it's really just trying to keep up with it as much as possible.
There are two pieces there I really like. I think you're right about, and it sounds obvious when you start talking through it, but I think we get so wrapped around the axle as marketers sometimes. But somebody does click through to your site from that experience, they're higher intent. They've probably also educated themselves a little bit and more independently than an average website visitor. So they're just a little bit better educated as well. And then I think the other thing I appreciate you mentioning, again, especially coming from kind of your roles, is it's all like, just be on your toes. It's all changing. Like, take advantage of the change. Like, you won't be able to take advantage of the change if you're not up to date with what's happening. And I think that's a huge lesson for marketers, is that I think a big part of the marketing role has always been learning on the fly, and that marketing changes constantly. And I think this is just the latest change and something that the really great marketers will stay on top of and take advantage of. And those who don't might be left playing catch up at a later date.
And I think the other thing too, at Goldcast, I think the team is very fortunate that they have leaders that are really open to experimenting and trying new things, which is phenomenal because
cool.
if ever there's a time to try new things, it's now. Like, we're in a moment of total chaos and change. Yeah. So might as well see what sticks, you know, break a thing or two, test it out, A/B test, you know, iterate, try again. And so it's quite exciting because we really get to try a couple of different streams and see what actually happens, because no one really knows like how truly to be discovered on LLMs. And so that's what we're trying to figure out right now.
That's so good. I know one of the pieces of advice we give our customers constantly with all things AI is that something that AI can't replicate, at least not yet, is first party data, proprietary yes. data. If you have it, use it, get it in your content, share it. That is something that Goldcast, I know, is very good at. In fact, I know you guys just published a webinar benchmark report. So maybe two angles to look at this. Maybe tell us a little bit about the strategy behind using that first party data. Yeah. And then what are maybe some trends you heard from that or you discovered from that report that were surprising?
Yeah, I was really, really excited to release that. It's a lot of work and there's a lot of people that go into that to make that report happen. And it's interesting because this report is something that Goldcast does every year for the past 3 or 4 years. And it's a huge lead magnet. People love to really dig in and figure out what those trends are for the next year. And it's interesting. It does kind of all tie back because as we were thinking about our content strategy for the next coming years, we're like, with the way that LLMs are going and cannibalizing a lot of the blog content, we really need to lean in more on these type of reports. And so the thinking now is Goldcast has 3 different products, Content Lab, Recording Studio, and their events product. And so it's really to tie a first-party data report to each of those products and really become those thought leaders in each individual space, respectively. With this report, what was really fantastic is we had a huge surge in the amount of data that we could actually pull from. So last year, we had looked at 6,000 different webinars and, you know, a couple hundred companies from that. This year, we looked at over 19,000 webinars and over 400 different companies were surveyed within that. And so we found some pretty incredible data. You know, we saw that there was a huge surge, over 225% in the amount of webinars that were being produced. So that averaged like 4 webinars per month per company, which is insane.
It's crazy.
It is insane. Yeah. And, you know, to think even I think last year it was 2. So it's already doubled, which really signaled to us that there was this monumental shift in how people are thinking about like video content, as we talked about before, but also seeing webinars as just this one piece of the overall marketing strategy. Like, you know, you can, as I mentioned before, take a webinar and really extend the ROI of that for months on end with your social calendar, a nurture campaign, like all of the content that can be repurposed from it. So it was interesting, yeah. And the second interesting piece was actually on that repurposing point where we looked at data from those that took webinars from the event product and then started to repurpose it through the Content Lab product. So essentially, in short, Content Lab will take your recording and it will automatically clip out some, you know, key moments, golden moments from that event using AI. And we saw almost a 3,000% surge in users doing that from last year to this year, which is wild, like 3,000% more clips and content that was generated just from these events alone. So again, really signaling to us that this is a really important part of marketer strategy, especially as we see LinkedIn Shorts and these moves to YouTube and things like that. So yeah, it was really great. And of course, we like made a webinar about the webinar benchmark report, which we just did last week. So really like rinsing every little ounce of that as we can, but has been a lot of fun.
Very meta of you to
yes, a little too meta. Yeah.
And webinar is one of those funny words too, kind of like video, where it's like, where does virtual event start? Where does webinar end? Video, like pod, like it all kind of fits together. And this is not a sponsored read or an ad, but we've used Content Lab with our own Goldcast events. And I'm not surprised by that increase. I think it's just the webinar can be so core to the marketing strategy and getting your messaging out. The other cool thing I love about Content Lab is, you know, we're always having guests on our webinars, and like Content Lab makes it so easy. Like, you know, 30 minutes after an event, I'm sending our speakers like clips, and like they're always like jarred. And it makes it so easy. We partnered with somebody who wants to produce one of our events, and they had never used it before. And they used it, and same thing, like they were shocked at how easy it is. So again, not an ad, not a sponsor, would encourage people to think about it. Yeah. Well, Alex, we always end these conversations by asking, what's an unpopular opinion that you have as it pertains to B2B marketing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've been noodling this one. My unpopular opinion is that your content shouldn't be benchmarked against your competitors. I think you really need to like stay in your own lane and just focus on what you're really good at. I think we obviously, when we'll look at briefs and, you know, when we're creating blog content, for example, we will look at what other competitors do just to kind of see, are we hitting all of the points? But I don't think that that is what really matters. I think it's really trying to just focus in on your ICP, focus in on what's actually engaging. Like if I wasn't working on this content, would I actually watch it myself? You know, and so I think benchmarking against your competitors is less important than we make it out to be.
Comparison is the thief of joy in life and in B2B content.
The B2B content. Yes, exactly.
Yes, I think you're right. For every second you spend kind of worrying about your competitors' content, I think that's a second you could be spending making sure what you're doing is right for your audience,
and original.
Your brand, and your people. And original.
Yeah.
Very true. Exactly. Very true. Well, cool. Alex, if people want to learn more from you, learn more about AI Marketing Alliance or Goldcast, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, feel free to hit me up on LinkedIn, Alexander Bleeker. Otherwise, AIMarketingAlliance.com. You can apply to become a member there. And as ever, definitely Goldcast.com. If anyone is interested, definitely go and find a demo. We have 3 amazing products, so definitely check those out.
We are big fans of those products, big fans of Goldcast. Alex, thanks for joining the Content Cocktail Hour. We'll get all of those links in the show notes. To all of our watchers and listeners, thanks for joining another episode. Until next time, same place. Cheers. Thank you for joining the Content Cocktail Hour powered by Audience Plus. If you want to see more episodes or more resources curated for your role, join us at audienceplus.com. See you next time, same place. Cheers.